Red.
There we go. Thank you, sir. So the purpose of this next section and the whole presentation is to answer questions about the fellowship group voting process and also to demonstrate at least one example of how to conduct an effective group conscience. So with me today is Sue V and tech host Mary Jo and Brad. Point of safety is William and Marty, if Marty is here. And timekeepers, Carol Ann and Mary Jo.
I think we decided Carol Ann was going to do both,
Okay.
timekeeping, cause we just made that last minute change. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. All right. Participant introductions. Just make sure add your WSO registration group number, if you know it, to your name, and otherwise the name of your group. And let us know if you are a delegate as well. And then the first name and your country or state or province. So that'll be a long ID, starting with the number or group name, then whether you're a delegate, then your first name, and then finally your country, state, province. And the next section then is with Sue.
Thanks, Cause. Can I ask, Birgit, is that an old hand you have up, Birgit, or is there something in here that you need to address? We can't hear you. Sorry. You're muted on your end.
Before we start, I just wanted to ask where this business meeting text is coming from. Because the reason I ask is I don't know whether it's conference approved, and we are talking about changing the fellowship name, which might have very huge repercussions. And one of the arguments is that the change of the name would make everything more inclusive. So I feel a little bit affected by the wording, because we read diversity statement. ACA is an inclusive organization open to all affected by family dysfunction. This is nearly like after the voting, because ACA is like an organization for adult children of alcoholics and dysfunctional families as to yet. So I just want to ask whether this is a fellowship approved text we are
Thank you.
reading from.
Yeah, thank you so much, Birgit. And the diversity statement was approved by the ABC, one of the ABCs previously. The other texts are coming from the BRB. This is the format of the board meeting with fellowship that is held quarterly, and the introductory text. So it's traditions, it's concepts, it's approved literature. Thank you for your question. Thank
Right.
you.
And the purpose of this event is not so much to discuss the wisdom of making a name change or the purpose for making a name change. It's just to discuss how to cast your vote and
Thanks,
how
Ricardo.
to go through the process of deciding in your local group or your intergroup or whoever is casting a vote, deciding which way to vote. That's a group conscience. So we're not going to get what could be a lengthy distraction from hopefully a rather short town hall in discussing the issues of whether a name change is needed and what are the upsides and downsides. So, and thank you for catching Bridget's hand. I did not notice it. I was staring at the agenda. So, Sue, you go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Kaz. That's the thing with Zoom. Lots of screens, lots of hands. I am Sue V, grateful and hopeful adult child from Toronto, Canada. I'm on the fellowship group Vote team that's helping with the process and has been working with Cause and others on our team with the board and the annual business conference, the delegates in the annual business conferences and conference business meetings. My section right now, celebration. I want us all to just celebrate our fellowship. Because this process is getting a lot of engagement, and I'll go through the numbers with you on participation, not results. We have no idea what the results are until the last day afterwards. We will look at what the results tell us, and we will be posting that and talking about that time frame and what we're going to do. But right now, I want to celebrate us because never before have we seen so many groups get engaged and provide feedback the way they're doing it under this particular topic. And I would ask Brad to screen share the PowerPoint, and all the materials that you see here get posted on the Fellowship Group Vote webpage under Town Halls. So if you want a copy of any of this, it will be there. So we're celebrating our fellowship's participation and engagement, regardless of how this vote ends up, the engagement and the momentum has been inspiring. Next slide. So right now, what have we got? Well, we started in October, and right then we knew we were going to get engagement because 105 groups initially casted a vote, submitted their votes in the first month, which was phenomenal. And then you can see in November, we doubled. And you can see in December, we're almost doubling again. And now in January, as of January 15th, that's all we know, is 690 total groups out of 2,596 groups. That's 26.6%. I want you to think about that. You think, oh, that's too small. We know that in the next 14 days, that could double. That could triple. We don't know because a lot of groups are still discussing and voting. So we're going to see what's going to happen. But I can tell you that if we compare that to other voting, for instance, on our ballots, the highest ballot in 2021, 280 groups actually voted. And that's not on the screen. I'm just going to talk to it. 280 groups voted in 2021 on ballot proposals, not a fellowship vote. And that's 12.7%. And you can see where we are, more than doubled. And at that point, we had 21 countries. Well, we passed that. We're at 38 countries. So I'm just going to go and say that the number might be low, but it's the highest number we have ever seen in the years of our fellowship. So we'll go to the next slide, and it's going to break it down a little more. Oh, here it is. Thank you. And so we started with 99 meeting groups and 6 intergroups. As we said, phenomenal start. You look and see November, what happens? 224 meeting groups, 8 intergroups, 1 region. Then you go to December, 321 meeting groups, 11 intergroups, 2 regions. Today on January 15th, when we go and look at the stats, 690 meeting groups, we talked about it, 21 intergroups, 2 regions. And actually, I think that's, I'll have to correct that. I think it's 667 meeting groups because we have to have a total of 690. My math error. I'll correct it. Next slide. Geographic representation. This is very important. We are a worldwide inclusive organization. So in October, right off the bat, 14 countries participated in submitting a vote. November, 23 countries total. December, 28 countries. So we're growing. In January 15th, I'm pleased to say we're at 38 countries out of the 70 countries we have registered. Phenomenal. We're growing. And the name study, just to compare, that was individual, not groups, individual surveys over a couple of years. And we have resources on the website, and I'll be giving them more at the end. To look at for the name study if you're curious. But that was a very well thought out survey with 11,000 individual members. And we were inspired and blown away by the participation and the engagement of our individual fellowship members. And at that time, we had responses from 67 of our countries. So we're hoping we're going to grow to that number, but we'll have to wait and see what happens by January 31st. And next slide. We have 14 days left for groups to vote, okay? Please continue encouraging every group to participate and remind them when they take their vote, they also have to submit to the WSO system, which they have information. We've been doing monthly emails and providing the unique voting code for them, which you'll hear about shortly. And so they have everything they need. And if they want and need to change their vote, maybe they voted in October and they want to change their vote, they can still do that until January 31st. And you can see the current fellowship structure, which I've mentioned. And I think that's the last, let's go to the next slide. I think that's the last slide. I look, is this okay?
That's
Last
read the
slide.
left.
So let's stop the slide sharing and just take down the screen share for a second. And I think I'm out of time, but does anyone have a short 1 minute, 2 minutes left? Thank you for the section. Does anybody have a comment or a question? And this is about participation. However this vote goes, it's the engagement of our fellowship, of each of our meeting groups. That is the most important here. And we will see what the fellowship wants to do about this. And there's good reasons for, and there's good reasons against, and let's just listen to it all. John.
Yeah, I
Thanks,
just
John.
have a quick question, I hope. I go to a small men's phone group, and we do the best we can to have service at and stuff, and emoji stuff. Anyway, I was just wondering if how to confirm that we're still like vote. Do I look on the to see if we're listed still and all that stuff? I think we are. But anyway, I just want to make sure I brought up the issue of voting on this, and I just want to make sure if we participate, we don't get told we're not registered or something like that.
Well, thank you, John. And I'm going to ask Mary Jo to post the link that you can check to see if your group is still registered on the WSO website. So Mary Jo will put that in the chat for you. And if you have any problems, send an email, and I'll ask Cause to do this. Put the email for fellowship group vote in the Slack channel. We had a December 31st cutoff date to register. But if you have been registered by December 31st, you have no problems because we are going to January 31st. If you believe you have extenuating circumstances, send us an email and we'll talk about it. Thank you for
Thank you.
that.
Can I just point out or ask John, is your group getting the mailings,
Oh,
the emails?
wow. And is he the contact for it too, Mary Jo?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a phone meeting and we're very casual, but I just wanted to mention that. No, we're not.
Okay.
All right, so
We struggle for service and all that.
yeah.
I understood.
And if
You
there's
can
a
also.
problem with your meeting, Mary Jo, can you put the email in to contact meetings@acawso.org? And Mary Jo, did you want to have anything else before we move to the next question?
No,
Good.
that's fine.
Section time's done. Okay.
Fancepeda.
Yes, hi. Well, I'm representing the three meetings that are taking place on Zoom in Iran right now. The internet is blocked, as everybody probably knows, for the last couple of weeks. And we have only one email address listed for all three meetings. And I'm not the one who has access to this email. And I want to know if there's any way I can get the email so I can vote, because I don't know when they're going to be able to have access or any of that. We've already discussed this in our meetings. So, and there's the same people who attend the three meetings are the same people. So it's the same people, same group conscious. So I just want to know if there's any way that I can get the email so I can vote.
Okay,
For them.
there's two things there. One, the blocking, and that's not uncommon. Some of you may not know that, but it's not uncommon for some countries to block for the US. Brad is a specialist. He's our IT manager. He has a way of figuring out how to make sure that's not a barrier for you. So I'll ask Brad in a second. And the second question is, are you one of the contacts? If you're not,
Yes,
you have,
I am.
you should be receiving it because all contacts are.
Oh.
So I'll ask Brad, is that something that you can check, or is that something Mary Jo should check? Because there's two parts to this question. So I'll give
Yeah.
Brad.
Yeah, so if you're a contact on the meeting, when we say a contact, we mean listed as a contact on the meeting list. You can get we will send you the email with the links. If you're not a contact, we have a dedicated meeting team which you can reach out to at the e email that Mary Jo put in the chat. It's a simple one at meetings@acawso.org. It just takes a short period of time to verify and get you on. And then once you're verified as a contact, I can do a manual send to you of the meeting links. And I'm going to put my email in the chat too. Our goal is to prevent any technology difficulties from preventing you to go vote. We're going to work as hard as we can to make sure technology doesn't get in the way. So
Thank
that's how
you.
we're doing it, and you're welcome to work with us.
Thank you. Just to let you know that there is a, it's not just USA that's blocked. It's the whole country. They can't even call each other internal. So there's no communication.
Right,
Okay.
but you're on Zoom today, so
I'm
you've got
here in
access.
California.
Right. So we can interact with you and you can interact with them, right?
Right. Well, hopefully, yeah. I'm
Yeah.
interacting with a few other people that are in other countries too, that are also, I have somebody in New Zealand who's also a contact, and we've been discussing, but everybody else is in Iran, so there's only two of us that are outside.
I gotcha. We'll work with you, and we'll do the best we can as you do the best you can, and we'll just move forward with what we can. But we're gonna make it available for you.
Yeah. The other thing, Sepetiya, I think you know this as well. Nearby in Egypt, we have an ACA fellowship there. And Abdul is based in the States, but is from there and go, travels back and forth. And they have a whole team and intergroup in there. So don't know if they can provide any support. But the IT manager is your best for the voting.
Okay,
Okay.
thank you.
All righty, we're past this section, but let's go for one more question if that's okay with everyone here. And don't forget, there'll be questions at the end of our sessions as well.
Okay, but
Go ahead, Cos.
I was just going to say, buddy, I think you're our last question right now.
Hey, I'm Buddy. I don't know if this is the time for the question, but I don't quite understand. I've been told that I can vote at every meeting I go to. So if I make six meetings in a week, six different meetings, different groups, I'm voting six times. I don't understand that. It seems like it kind of really skews the numbers. Someone who attends only two meetings a week only gets to vote twice, but I get counted six times.
Well, let me try and explain a little bit. I can understand it is somewhat confusing, but since the vote only comes from a meeting, it really doesn't matter whether you attend one, two, or a dozen, because the meeting is casting a vote, not the individual. And it's really a decision for the meeting to make whether or not members who attend multiple meetings can cast a vote at their meeting. The normal procedure is if you show up at a meeting and they're making their decision, their group conscience, then you can participate in that group conscience. But your participation in 10, 20, two dozen meetings isn't going to change the outcome too much because, again, it's the meeting that casts the vote.
Thank you, Kaz. And it comes back to tradition for each group has autonomy to decide how to do this in their meeting groups. All right, that's all the time we have on this section, but there's still time to ask questions, not to worry. I'm going to turn the, if we bring up the agenda, the next session, next section in this agenda is screen share of the fellowship group voting packet on the website.
Yeah.
Kaju are going to lead this with Brad, and we are 7 minutes later than we want, so we'll take a little bit of time out later. But right now, for our timekeeper, put 10 minutes on the clock with, if you would, Carolyn, and Kaz and Brad, take it away.
Okay, very good. So we're going to try and walk you through the website that has an illustration, an example of the voting packet that everyone should be getting access to. Brad, can you get that up? There we go. Thank you, sir. Okay, so from the website, and we can actually give you a better look of where on the website this is. When you get on the website and take a look at the voting packet, you will see basically what you're seeing here is a screenshot of the voting page. This is what it looks like when you will cast your vote for a any registered ACA entity, which is a group, an intergroup, or a region. You get access using, as it notes there, the unique link that is set and sent out to every group contact. So the first thing is, what's the motion? And it's the text is there. Then there's information to sort of explain some of the background. But the next three tick boxes are, well, what is your vote? Either yes, you agree to the name change, no, you don't agree, or you are abstaining. Then this big box is to say why you voted the way you voted. Now, that's absolutely not required. As it says, optional, it means optional. If we would love to know why you voted the way you voted, but you don't have to say that if your group feels uncomfortable about sharing it for some reason. And just below there is another box. And this is a little more complex in its explanation. If during your group conscience, you were not able to reach a unanimous agreement, let's say you had three quarters voting one way and one quarter voting another way, you can have a minority opinion, and we want to hear the minority opinion. And this is the box to put the minority opinion into if you wish to do so. Again, let's say you had two people in a minority opinion situation, and they can't agree on one minority opinion. Well, just go ahead and put a brief statement of both of their opinions there. It's very flexible. The whole point is to allow minority opinions to be voiced in this process, just as they would be internally when you're making a group conscience. And that's it on the vote. That's very, very simple. Yes, no, abstain. Why did you vote the way you voted? And if there's a minority opinion, what is that minority opinion? And those text boxes are optional. And then you cast your vote. And I will repeat, even though you probably heard it already, if you change your mind on a vote or any of the opinions that you post, come back and do it over. Absolutely. It is completely flexible until the close of voting, which is the last day of this month, whatever that is for wherever you're located. Midnight on the 31st, wherever in the world it might be. And Brad, do you have anything else on the voting packet that you want to mention?
No, I was just going to go over the web page su super quick.
Absolutely wonderful. Okay,
Okay.
here's the adult children website. I'll start this out, and you'll see very quickly. Roll back up again where you were. It's
Sorry
yeah.
for interrupting. Brad, can you make it a little larger, the font a little larger? I'm not sure if anyone else is having difficulty seeing it.
Oh
Thank
yeah.
you. Sorry, Cos, go ahead.
No, that's all right. At this point, it's just to show sort of generally where on the website you look. You look at the top of the screen for events. Let's see that top of the screen again. There we go. Events, you'll click on it. There'll be a drop down fellowship, and then click on the second fellowship that shows up. And then there you'll be right here. And that will tell you everything you need to know. And is there anything you want to point out in particular, Brad?
Yeah, the most questions I get are how do I get my voting link? Why don't I have my voting link? There is right down here we have the stuff about all the general stuff, what you're voting on, all that stuff here, and then you need to be a group contact to get your voting link, okay? And it talks about how do I update my group contacts. So it's we have a couple ways to do that. You find your meeting. I'm just going to take the first meeting that comes up. Okay, let's imagine this is your meeting, Canada 829, and someone needs to update their group contacts. They can search for their meeting. So for example, I could have said, all right, what is my meeting? I could go into the search text here. And I could have typed in CA 829, and I go exactly to that meeting. If I click the Update Meeting This button, I can click this and submit it. That will send a link to all the existing group contacts. What if your group contact don't attend the meeting anymore, their computer's broken, whatever? You can update your group contacts without accessing this. The email that Mary Jo put in the chat, meetings@acawso.org, you simply email them, explain the situation, please include your group number, and they're going to take care of you. Now, we send the links out at the beginning of every month, October, November, December, and January. We're also going to send it out on the 20th. But let's say that date doesn't work for you. That's all right. I am sending out links to individuals that have lost or their email every day during the week. So all you have to do is email me. My email's in the chat, itmanager@acawso.org. Say I'm a group contact, and I will do a special mailing. Now, one of the things to be aware of is we use a program called MailChimp to mail to so many people. If you've unsubscribed, I will then sit in, I look up and I find you unsubscribe. I'm going to email you back and say, you've unsubscribed. I need your permission to resubscribe you. You tell me that, and I can generally get you the email sent out the same day. Again, our purpose is to use this technology and not have it get into anybody's way. That's all I got.
Great, thanks. And again, not only not get it into anybody's way, but to prevent it from being misused. That's why there's the safety barriers about having your permission to get an email from MailChimp. We don't want it misused, but now that that safety rail is there, it can prevent. So we're going to try and work around it. Okay, the
Mary,
next.
I've Sue.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Cause. Wonderful. Can you also screen share the fellowship group Vote Conscience page? And can someone put that web link in? I put the total link in. And this is for your meeting groups to explain how do you have a group conscience. And there are many different ways, informally, casually. There are voting types of things that you can do. So holding a group conscience, you can see on the web page there. If you scroll down, you'll see a link for voting in BRB as far as what we say in the BRB. To make it really easy, what we've done is we've created a talented video with a lot of ACA talent. And because of anonymity, we had to create some avatars. So we use the Zoom avatars for it. And we made it Pets International. And so it's an excellent video to look at and pick out what you like about it. And if you don't like some things, that's okay. Customize it to your needs, but it's really fun and informative. We have it on the website. If you want to it in a different language, you'll click to the YouTube, and we'll do that at the end of this meeting for those that have not seen the video. We'll spend some time afterwards at the end of the meeting to do that, and you can translate it in the language of your choice, and there'll be subcaptions throughout the video. So I just wanted to point that out, and I think we're done with that this section. And back to you, Coz. Coz, you and I are going to be fielding questions and answers, and Brad and Mary Jo for the technical side of the house. And for our section timer, 10 minutes on. We're going to do 15 minutes on the clock. It was 20, but we're going to try and catch up here. So 15 minutes on the clock, and if we need more, we'll see.
Let me start out with addressing a question we've already gotten sometime, especially with regard to that video. That's not the way we do group conscience. When we do group conscience, and that's perfectly fine. The video was intended to be primarily for those who never have used that technique so that they can see what a general outline of what most of those meetings are like. It is more formal than a lot of people want. It doesn't have to be that formal. It's less formal than some people do. Fine, do it more formally if you wish. It was intended to be educational and just a bit of advice on how you can do something if you haven't ever done it before. And so with that, Sue, do you have anything you'd
No,
like to give to start?
I think just to start off, if people want to raise their hands, if you have a comment or a question on anything to do with the fellowship, a group voting, and then we're going to talk about what happens after the vote at January 31st. So let's talk about now. What questions do you have from your groups or personally? Raise your hands. We'd love to hear from you. Or if it's just a comment, we'd love to hear that too.
Absolutely.
We've been working, just so you know, we've been working behind the scenes, both volunteer and staff hours, tremendous hours, to on the process, to ensure that every group has an opportunity, that no one is left out. All righty.
Buddy.
Go ahead.
Buddy, I see your hand. And thanks everyone for the nice hearts and
I have only one face-to-face group that I'm able to attend. We have voted. Is there a list I can check somewhere to indicate that that vote got registered?
Bradford?
Brad,
Yes, bro. Sorry.
if you email me your group or Slack, whatever you want, I'm happy to look up and c confirm the that 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 group has voted.
Thank you.
Very good. I see Hillary.
Okay,
There you
Hillary, you're
go.
muted.
We had 7 people attend. 4 people voted in favor, and 3 people voted against. So, how does that translate?
It is for your group to decide how it translates. You can choose to make it merely a majority opinion, 50% plus one person. Or you can choose to say, no, we didn't reach a decision because it wasn't substantial majority. And you get to decide what is substantial majority for you. Some groups, it's three quarters. Some groups, it's two thirds. Some pick another number, 60%, for instance. It's totally up to the individual group. That's part of the tradition that Sue referenced, that it's individual group decisions, how they run their meeting.
Okay, the thing is, we referred to the group the voting page where it says approved by 66.7% of voting groups, and we assumed that that was the bar, and so we figured, oh, I guess that means that our group is voting against. But I didn't have clarity on that. If three voted against and four voted for, yeah.
Again,
I understand what you're saying, but
in your case, it may be that you would decide that's not what we think of as a substantial enough majority. And so we are honor bound to vote against.
Okay.
Or you can say, we're not clear and we're so closely divided that we're simply going to abstain. And
Got it.
so there's the box in there. We abstained because we only had a 3-4 vote. Okay, fine. Absolutely.
Yeah, and cause, if I could add as well for Hillary, I'm sure you've done this as well, but when that happens, it's very helpful to hear from the minority opinion.
And
And
we
you've done that, and it still comes out the same. It's whatever is good for you. The delegates at the annual business conference went with substantial unanimity as based on the BRB, which is 66 and two-thirds for the final aid when we look at all the votes from the Worldwide Fellowship. But your groups can decide whatever it is they want to do. And as Kaz said, that's how you would do it. Either you abstain, or you vote yes, or you vote no, and you just give your reasons so that we understand them. Because that was the most important thing we heard from Marijuana Anonymous, is getting the feedback from the groups as to why they were voting certain ways would help the delegates at the end.
Yes, and I really appreciate all that consideration. And so it wasn't necessarily a vote against. It's really an abstention. Like, we just really didn't have substantial unanimity.
It's up to
As
your group to decide. Up to your group to decide, not us.
okay, because I think we arrived at we were voting against it. So, which. Anyway.
it may still be the case. I would go back to your group and have a conversation on this, and there'll be a recording of this town hall that you could look at it at this point and have them listen to it, and then they can decide.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Even if you've cast your vote, remember you can change it
Yeah.
if you realize that you cast it wrong for whatever reason.
Or you wanted to change it,
You
you know?
bet. You
Yeah.
bet.
Okay. I haven't cast it yet. I wanted to attend this town hall before I did.
Okay, wonderful. I have a question on text that I want to read, and cause you and I can look at
Okay.
this, as well as Brad and Mary Jo. Please
You have
explain.
that. I don't have it.
No, I know it was sent to me. So please explain the exact meaning of the voting information given on page two, important information. And in quotes, it says, if this motion receives substantial unanimity by groups, et cetera, does it mean that there must be at least two of the voting groups who vote no to the name change from ACA to ACAD in order not to have the name change? I'll take the first, and then I'll ask for Cause and for Brad. The delegates at the annual business conference. And Brad, why don't you screen share the motion, the actual motion, because I think a picture is worth a thousand words. And there has been questions and a little bit of confusion on this. The motion that was approved at the annual business conference with the delegates said, they asked, do all of the groups want to change the name from Adult Children of Alcoholics, that's their legal name, to one that could be more used in the fellowship, which we had started to do informally for many years prior to this motion. And it was Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families. And we have an acronym called ACA, which is trademarked. And they wanted to have it changed, ACAD, which we would have to trademark. It does not change the logo. This is where the confusion comes in. They did not ask for the logo to be changed. So the medallions, for instance, don't have our names. They just have a logo. And we have it in many places in the literature, Adult Children of Alcoholics and Dysfunctional Families, because it's been going on since the early 90s, 80s and 90s. It's been into our literature, into our website, etc., long before this, because this we've had these conversations for well over 20 years, I think, maybe 40. So this is the first formal approval by the fellowship of the name, or not approval of the name. We will wait and see. So I hope that it caused you want to comment on that. And I think I answered it. And the person who chatted with me, if I haven't, or if Cause doesn't, just chat me again, or and then I will bring it up and comment more. And we're out of time, I noticed. So this is too important. So I'm going to ask the timekeeper, put 10 minutes on right now, and we'll look to see if we can make some other things shorter.
Could you repeat that question? Because I think there was one part that has not been addressed.
Okay. Please explain the exact meaning of the voting information given on page two, important information. And I haven't seen the motion shared on the screen. If Brad could do that while I'm talking. If this motion receives substantial unanimity by groups, does it mean there must be at least two of the voting groups who vote no to the name change from ACA to ACAD in order not to have the name change? And I guess I clarified that in another question. The bar that was set by approved by the delegates of the ABCs have been 66 and two-thirds substantial unanimity, according to what we have in the BRB. And Cause, would you add to that before we move on?
I'd simply say that picking a number like two is misleading. There is no particular number. The two-thirds who have to approve is purely based on how many groups that voted. So at this stage, given how many groups have already voted, it would have to be far more than two in order to be a failed vote. I don't do math in my head that quickly, so I won't try and do it, but it's far more than two. You would need one third of the groups to vote against in order for the vote to fail.
Yeah, I think it's 66 two-thirds, which is like 66.677, something like that.
Right. It's two thirds. It's two thirds. In any event, you need one third of the votes to be negative to have failure. Now, do we have enough votes now? Will we have enough votes at the end? Let's say we even get 1,000 groups voting. There will be a discussion. Is that enough? But that will be for the conference to decide whether enough votes have come in. But if that is sufficient number of votes to say, yeah, we've got enough feedback from enough groups that we can trust the result, then the result will be calculated based on a two-thirds are required for approval. It's complex, I know. It's a several-step process in order to make sure that we are, in fact, getting a full and satisfactory fellowship input into the process.
Thank you, Akaz. And I've taken my hand down, but I'm still getting texts, so I will put my hand back up later. I want to go back to the next person.
Yes, ma'am. Go
Oh.
ahead, Joey.
Yeah, hi, Joey. From London based Water. One of my group members asking why is it ACAD instead of ACADF?
That was just the result of the process of discussion and voting. It could have been DF, but that wasn't what was proposed.
I can speak to that a little bit more, Joey. On the on all those, remember those 11,000 votes that Sue referred to? The ACAD one was what was the most popular one. So that's how it got in front of the conference and now in front of all the meetings.
Okay, and I see Birgit's hand.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for arranging this whole town hall. I have actually two questions. The first one is one about the calculation process after we voted. Do unanimous group votes, do they count differently than those votes with a big minority? Like, if it's unanimous, then it counts two, and if it's with a big minority, it only counts one. That could be one thing. Or how do you want to take the not unanimity into consideration? Otherwise, my group in my country has voted already unanimously against. So, but
And
how do you count this?
my understanding is that the voting is not weighted at all. It is merely counted.
So
It's
why do we write
yes,
all these?
no. It's essentially it's yes or no, because if
I
you
know.
abstain, it's not counted in the total.
Okay,
Yeah, I
so
can
why
speak
do
a
we
little
write
bit.
all these things?
Yeah, Birgit, I can speak a little bit to it.
Yes,
Every
please.
group has every group has one vote. So it is all groups are treated equally, and each group gets to decide how what is the threshold of their group decision. So before the vote, we recommend that people decide through their group decides through a group conscience, is it going to be simple majority or substantial unanimity? So, but then each group just has the one vote. Now, the 66.7%, the substantial unanimity, is what the fellowship is using as passing. And the conference will decide if the minimum participation, so forth. But every group is treated the same as one vote. On the form, we're interested in why people voted the way they did and the minority opinions. Why did we do this? Because we looked at other fellowships have done this fellowship group voting, and they did not ask that of their members when they voted. And their membership very much wanted to know the opinions of some of the groups after the fact. So we took their experience, strength, and hope, and asked that question on there to be able to include that.
It's an informal ability to analyze the result and figure out why it. And I'm going to go ahead. Sue, you can handle the
I have
time.
another question. I'm
Yeah.
not finished. Maybe I
Oh,
should.
go ahead.
3 minutes
Go ahead.
section time.
Yeah.
We're out of time on this section. Birgit,
What do you want to do?
can we let Ron go next, and then we'll let you go next, and Carol Ann for the section time. Try 5 minutes, and let's just be very brief if we can. And we will still hang in and answer questions at the end of this, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. But we do need to get through for the others that would like to leave.
Yep.
Respectfully.
Ron, please go ahead.
Ron, go ahead.
Hey, this is Ron from Philadelphia. Thank you for putting this on. So we had a group vote the other night in our meeting, and the main question was, why can't we just call it ACA? And I said, well, you can still call it ACA, and we're going to keep the logo. There was just so much confusion, like, why do we need to change it? And if we're calling it ACA, why can't we just call it ACA? And I said, that's not one of the options. When we did put in for name changes, I put in for ACA. And I've been going to ACA since it was ACOA. And so we voted yes. And then those who vote no. And then I said, and who votes for confusion? And like every hand went up. It's like, so they were like, can we still call it ACA? And I said, I think almost everybody on earth is going to call it ACA. I don't know why we're changing the name, but we are. And but anyway, that's my two cents. Thanks.
Thank you, Ron. And I would encourage all of our groups to send delegates to the conference business meetings. That will be part of the next section. January 31st is the next one, but we won't be talking about fellowship group voting because guess what? That's our last day of voting. So we will be talking about it at the 2026 annual business conference, and we will be doing lots of communications, and we will get out of this confusion. Not to worry, together in unity. Marion, we're out of time, but I'm going to, I keep saying we're going to put it off. What time are we at right now? I've got glare. Let's do 5 more minutes and we're just going to see how fast we can close off. But we still have lots of time. We had 90 minutes, but we do want to show you a video as well, which will go past the time for those of you that want to still listen in. But these questions are too important, especially because this is our last fellowship group vote town hall in the daytime. We're not in the daytime in this particular session. We have one more. If you have questions that aren't answered here, we do have one more starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, but I know that's too late for some of our countries. Marion, go ahead. And
Thank you thank you
five
so
minutes
much. I really appreciate it. We hit the same confusion in a way. I relate to the previous person who spoke because we landed in a situation where we don't have a problem with including the DF part. In fact, we want that. But we want to use ACA as an Adult Children Anonymous and have of alcoholics and dysfunctional families in brackets. And so we landed up with the we're, where's the vote for we're still confused was the bottom line. So that's the question. We don't know how to vote. And so I've got sent here specifically from the meeting groups and from my intergroup who none of them are able to be here for various reasons. I was asked, can we clarify? Because ACA is what we know. ACA is the name, the brand, whatever that's been built. It doesn't change as far as we're concerned. We have dysfunctional families on everything already anyway, or most of it. So,
Thank you,
yeah,
Marion.
how do we vote?
Let
Thank
me
you.
try and address that for you, Marion. If you're confused, I see personally two possible ways to vote. No, because we're confused, or abstain because we're confused. And you could also, I suppose, vote yes. However, you guys, we hate it, we're confused. But that's for your group to decide. And I will go to Bridget because we put you.
We're again out of time, so I'm going to suggest
We
Bridget.
Sure. This is
Bridget,
very important.
Yeah, I know. We're
let me
going to
get
go.
her second. Let me get her
Yeah,
second opinion.
I want to get Bridget in because she'd asked. Emeka, I'd like to hold you for the next section because there's another Q&A section, and there's more questions you might have on the next section as well. Bridget.
I will make it super brief. I lack two informations. That should be more visible, even on this voting sheet. Because somewhere, if you really search, you find that this change, this name change, ACA to ACAD, will be at an estimated cost of $120,000. And you have to search to find that. And estimations always are too low. And you just said you did already an enormous amount of work. There will be an enormous workload to change all the literature and everything. This is the first info. The second info I lack is that I read in the big red book, our good big red book, on page 53, there is something about my parents did not drink, but I can relate about the fact.
Yes, I know,
Wait,
Bridget,
wait.
that's an
And
annoying.
there's also the appendix C that all this process has been before about the fellowship name in the hope to attract more people, and it didn't work on page 645. And I would appreciate if these two informations, the cost and the history of this whole name change thing, was more visible on the very place where you have to vote, because people don't find it. And you can hear that people are confused. We were not confused because we found it, but it takes too much effort. I think nobody knows this.
Understood. We did our best to put the financial information on the website that we just went to a little bit earlier. There is an FAQ, how much is this going to cost? And yes, it's an estimate, but we've looked at that estimate again. It's what we know now. Could it be low? It's a possibility, but we didn't want to spend money to make a better estimate before we even knew if the name was going to change. Now, with
I'm not
regard
discussing the estimate. I find the information should be on the place where you vote. So you
on the
know
vote.
what the consequences and the
Let
history
me get
are.
to you. Let me get back to the history point. All I can say is that, and I'm not speaking in favor of the name change. I'm just saying that those who want it have said that the name alone turned them off from joining. If they had investigated more deeply, they would have found the material that you pointed out, and they would see that they are, in fact, already included. But they never made the effort to read the literature because the name alone, alcoholics, turned them off. And so that's the only reason that I can say referring to the Big Red Book has not helped in the past.
Thank
And
you,
I'm going
Klaus.
to
Thank
stay
you,
with this.
Klaus. May I
Oh,
clarify,
I
Bridget?
asked about the text, whether these texts from our big red book are not visible on the very place where you vote. This is not a
I'm hearing you, Bridget. I think, tell me if I've got it right. You're saying you want, because it's on the website, we've been trying to increase the visibility, but that's not what you're asking. I think you're asking that when you go to vote, that there be some links in the on the voting page that would allow the person to look at that, whoever's submitting it, and if they see something that concerns them, instead of submitting the vote, they go back to their group to have a conversation about it. Is that what you're saying?
No, not as links, a text as text.
Okay, so you want text. I'm
Like
going to go
on
to
the,
that
so it's
now.
no effort whatsoever to get this information. You
Got
all struggle to make an informed vote, but people are visibly not informed enough. I mean, it's
it.
so difficult to find this information. And at several meetings where I told it, they were amazed. Oh my God, this in the big red book. I think this should be easy. So it should be
Thank you.
on no
Thank you.
links, but on the,
Because
yeah.
yeah, because Appendix C, it's like I don't know how many pages. Brad L, do you want to comment on this? Because this is about the voting page itself when they go to vote, not any.
Absolutely. I wanted to say that the first of all, the financial information is in the very center of the page, the frequently asked questions. So that is very prominent now. Second of all, the importance of having a neutral voting page is really paramount. For those that work in IT and statistics and so forth, putting stuff on the voting page that can influence it is extremely problematic. I understand that you're passionate. I feel it. There's a lot of people that are passionate. The importance is on the voting page is just the question there, not a link to this information or that information or text to this information or text to that information, because other people will feel very strongly that their information is not there. It is when we're at this meeting, you'll notice that the team is making a huge effort here not to say personally what we're in favor of or what we're not in favor of. This is not the place for that. This is the place for that is at the meeting, and your group conscience. Now, what we have tried our very best to do is to do factual information, the factual information that the name study was created because there was a group of people that felt they were disqualifying themselves way too early because their adult child behaviors prevented them from putting in the further effort to investigate the program, the book, the meeting, the website. They just didn't. They found the program later. If your group disagrees with this, that it's that the name is wrong, fine, vote against it. If you're for it, vote for it. But the idea is that some groups are confused because they wanted ACA instead of ACAD or something else on the name. When you go to the fellowship group vote, you cannot have five or six, seven choices out there. It is a huge effort to do a fellowship group vote. So therefore, we had to distill it down to a single choice. And we spent 2 years doing this through the name study. And so the groups get that single choice, and they have every right to do for or against. And that's how we do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brad. And I want to just say I hear you, Birgit. This is more about the voting page, not the details of things. In this section that we're going to go into now, we're going to talk about next steps. And we're doing, remember, progress, not perfection. We're going to do the best possible. We've been doing the best possible job we can here. And we are going to do a survey that I'll talk about shortly about the next time around we do the fellowship group vote and improving the process.
I think no, knowing the price and quoting from the Big Red Book is not manipulating
Pardon, is there
votes.
any order here? I mean, if I just choose to dominate and be the loudest room and talk over everyone, do I get to take over the whole meeting?
So I think there's a point of order here that we have done the time and we need to be respectful. And I have put in and cause do it again, the fellowship group vote email, and we can continue to have these kinds of conversations with those that have a need for it. I want to respectfully move forward in the next section, but just before I do that, the financial we've answered, and it's in the previous recordings, it's on the website. We're doing the best we can with the estimates. If the vote turns out that it's in favor, and I don't know one way or the other, but if it does, then we will spend the staff money to put together a transitional plan because it's not going to be spent in 1 year or 2 years. There needs to be a transitional plan that is reasonably affordable, and the logo of ACA is not going away. The logo is not going away. So we will bring all of this forward to the 2026 delegates, and we'll continue to be thoughtful with each other as we go forward. So thank you, because these questions are really good questions. Put 5 minutes on the clock. I probably don't need it. The next section is voting closes January 31st, 2026, and next steps. So, spoiler alert, I just told you, once the results are done, we are also a few days later going to send out a survey to the groups asking them for on process, what worked well in this process, such as the monthly email communications, the town halls, If that worked, what didn't work, what could be better next time, some of the things that we're talking about, what's on the voting page, what's not on the voting page. So whatever that is for your groups, and you're going to have time to do that as well. While the groups are doing this, we behind the scenes in the fellowship group vote are collaborating with our data analysis committee, who are specialists in the voting and in surveys. They have prepared the survey on process and with our needs, so that's good. But when the voting closes, we are going to then go into the numbers and start looking analytically. How many groups voted yes? How many groups voted no? How many groups voted abstain? We have no clue now, and deliberately so. We don't want to know. And we are also going to quantitatively look at, or qualitatively look at, the comments and also all the minority opinions from all the groups. And so we will post the results within 2 weeks, especially the quantitative and as much as we can qualitative. But we plan on bringing forward a special report of the fellowship group vote process and the first one on the name change to the 2026 ABC Annual Business Conference for the delegates to confer and consult on what the results were and decide what should be the next steps for our fellowship. And so stay tuned for that. Send your delegates to the 2026 Annual Business Conference. It's going to be very important you do so to continue to have this conversation. Cause, would you add anything else for next steps other than I'm going to open it up again for 5 minutes for Q&A?
No, I think it's more important to answer people's questions.
So let's go to 5 minutes for Q&A. And after the 5 minutes of Q&A, what we're going to do is the ACA Serenity Prayer. And then for those that would like to carry on, we've got the video, International Pets Association, that we can show. Or if there's some additional questions that we can't answer in this time, we will answer it after the Serenity Prayer so that those that want to leave can leave. And remember, everything is recorded. We will be posting this on the fellowship webpage under Town Halls. Back to questions, Amica.
Yes, Annika, please.
Thank you all. I really appreciate everyone's service work and everyone being here. There's so many points I'd love to cover, but I know it's not really, there is limited time here. And I know you all have been, many members have been working on this for over more than 2 years or something. I think when I first came in, I went to one of the first town halls on it. And it's a wonderful effort. I mean, any undertaking like this, NACA is just absolutely amazing. Any publication that gets made, it's there's so much to be learned from the process, this process. Like I agree that was brought up before. I guess for one thing, like when there was the talk about the Big Red Book, and we have a lot of other material other than that. I mean, there's the introduction to the Big Red Book. Has some pretty important stuff. And there's the ACA Identity Papers, 6 and 10, Appendix A, all kinds of great stuff. My time's up. Okay, the one question, what went into the term? I'd love to know if anybody knows the meeting group when that I've noticed it. So was anyone here behind the to say meeting group? Is there a reason? I'll leave it at that. If not, that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Amica, for that. That's beyond the scope of the fellowship group vote, but may I suggest that you send an email? And is Mary Jo still with us? And should it be meetings at ACAWSO? I'm not sure.
I will just simply say that we in ACAWSO now recognize that the use of the term meeting and group is very confusing. What the devil does that mean? If I have a registered meeting with a number, but we hold six meetings a week, two of them by phone, how many meetings, how many groups do I have? Well, I have an answer to that. I know, I think what it's a very logical way to figure all that out, but it hasn't been figured out properly and written down thoroughly yet. So that's just history. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, so I'd suggest the query go to meetings at acawso.org for a little bit of history. And there are registered groups and then there are recovery groups. And there's no doubt that we need to get more better clarification and communication. And the best source is through the meeting group team. Thank you for your question. John.
Yeah, thank
Thank you.
you again, everyone, for your service. I did find where group is still listed. It's a phone meeting, William. Thank you for your chat. I can't chat. I don't know why. It's disabled, maybe. But anyway, we're a lo old group. It goes way back, but it's ragtag. The guide is listed as the current. I was the contact for quite some time. The guide is listed as the current contact is caught up with some other stuff. So I'm gonna see. I think I'm the alternate contact. I should be getting. I'm not great at this stuff at times. I do it behind the eight ball, but I think I might be getting emails about this. I'll have to check and see as the alternate contact. But yeah, I'd like to at least see. And now that you brought up sending a delegate and all that stuff, I hope also that it, I don't know, that it's not, it sounds like there's going to be a little bit of time after the conference, and it's not, the conference isn't going to decide this maybe immediately. Thank you.
Yeah, we will try. It's tradition too. Trust the process, trust the collective of the fellowship and the collective of the delegates at the conference. So we're going to go to next. We're going to go in a conclusion and thank you. And I'm going to share some resources. And if Brad is still with us, if not, Cos, if you could post some of the links that we have on our agenda.
Okay.
Can we screen share the agenda? Is Brad still with us? Because I know he was having to leave shortly.
Okay.
If
Well,
he's gone, I'm going to go get it up. Don't worry.
oh, okay. Very good. Because I'm going to go get those email addresses and post them into chat.
Yeah, and I've got the agenda and I'm going to screen share it so everyone sees. Okay. And I'm going to do this. Okay, so everybody sees the screen, do they? Hopefully. And we can see we're a few minutes behind. So in the closing, conclusion and thank you. That's me. I'll do it 2 minutes. Thank you so much. And please thank all of the members in all of your groups. I know how much work this is in the groups. I have my own groups and my own inner groups. And so I know how much work this is and how important all our voices are collectively. And it's so inspiring to see the numbers of groups that have voted so far. And I expect to see that even more so after January 31st. So please extend our thank you and appreciation. Cos, do you want to do this in a few minutes? And we'll do 5 minutes on the clock, Carolyn, so we keep an eye on this. And then we'll see about additional questions or the group conscience video. Cos, do
Yes.
you want to do this?
There's really nothing else for me to say other than this. There, I just posted what's highlighted in the resources. I just posted that in chat so that you can copy that and write it down and refer to it in the future. And all of this is part of an ongoing pre-existing conversation and ongoing conversation. And it's never over until it's completely over. So I would beg everyone to vote as clearly as they feel they can, comment as completely as they feel necessary, and continue being part of the conversation, because that conversation will continue on at least at the coming ABC in the spring, and may continue on beyond that.
Thank you, Kaz. And so as well, I just want to remind us that the conference business meetings we've talked about, and it's the links are there. The next one is the conference business meeting on January 31st, 2026. There won't be new information there because that's our last day of voting on fellowship, but there's a lot of information. For instance, we're going to be talking about the Loving Parent Guidebook Conference approval process. So you can either send a delegate, or if you already have a delegate and you're still interested, you can register as an observer on that website, and you can observe what happens in the conference business meetings. And then the annual one that we're talking about is May 16th and 17th, and that's where all the information that will be posted in the next couple of months, but will be discussed at a world service level in our conference with all the delegates, the trustee, and the staff. And so really important, you register and you send delegates there. And of course, we have a board meeting with fellowship on March the 14th, 2026. And the links should be there. And I don't see it. So maybe Kaz, you could look at it, and we'll post it. If not, I can after I finish speaking. So the board meeting with the fellowship is not just delegates. It could be delegates, but it's also any member in the fellowship to talk about what's going on in world service, on all our committees, on all the boards, and so forth. So please come. Lastly, seventh tradition, reminding us all that we're self-supporting. And it's really important that whatever, if there's extra money in our meeting groups and our intergroups, or individually if we can, I contribute both as an individual and I contribute to my group. And so it's really important that we help support World Service through Seventh Tradition, and there's a link on that. I'd like to finish with the Serenity Prayer. So think about whether you want to lead us out, and it would be lovely to do it in another language. So think about that. And after we've done that, we will be looking at the group conscience video. Or if everyone doesn't want to do that, then we can look at additional questions for another 20 minutes or so. So the video itself takes, I think, about 25 minutes. And then we can finish with a final serenity prayer and Q&A. So I'm going to stop screen sharing for now, and I'm going to ask, I see a hand. Oh, wonderful. And can you pronounce your name? Because I don't want to mangle it. It looks beautiful. So the person with the hand, Silventa, would you like to do the ACA serenity prayer? And you're muted, just so you know. We'll give you a second that you might be on the phone, and it takes a little longer sometimes.
Probably Svetlana, isn't it?
Okay.
Yes, Svetlana is what it looks like. Svetlana.
Hello.
Oh.
My name is Svetlana. I am from Ukraine.
Welcome. Do you want to lead us out in the serenity prayer? And then we will stay on for the after portion.
Our group from Ukraine, from the city Kamianets-Podilskyi, Unity, meeting number Ukraine 0012, support the proposed name, the community, adult children of alcoholics and from dysfunctional families. But we were told that we are a new group and cannot vote.
Can you send? We're going to post in the email the IT manager, and the IT manager is going to sort this out for you. Okay. So I can post that in a moment. Welcome. So pleased to hear
Okay.
from you. We are here to help support, especially in certain areas around the world that are having difficulties, technically or otherwise. So we will help support you. So IT manager at acawso.org, if Kaz could post that.
I just did.
Okay, thank you. And also, can you repost the FGV email? And the FGV team, Kaz and I, and Brad and Mary Jo, and a lot of other people that are not named here, will help support you. Stay on, please, for what we're going to do next. Does anyone want to lead us out in the ACA Serenity Prayer? Can be any language or accent of your choice.
Hi, my name
Okay,
is John.
thank you.
Thank you and welcome. Anybody want to volunteer?
Hi, my name is John Luke. I can do the Serenity Prayer in Irish if you like.
Irish, we'd love to hear it
Love
in
to
Irish.
hear that.
Thank
Let's
you.
go. Acuvach ní as airde, déanaí dom an suaimhnis chun glacadh le rudaí nach féidir lom a áithriú. Misneach chun rudaí a áithriú nuair is féidir, agus gaoth chun an difríocht a áthaid. Thank you.
Thank you. Merci. Arigato. Gracias. And thank you all for coming. Those of you that want to stay on for the group conscience video or any extra questions, please stay on. We're here. All of those who have got the information you need, please have a wonderful rest of your day or evening.